Price of oil continues to be significantly lower than it has been in quite some time. Brent crude at $75. West Texas Intermediate, under $70, $69.49 today. So cheap energy is what America needs, but how do we get off this inflation roller coaster? And what about the ESG veto? Akash Chugali here, Vice President of Americans for Prosperity. Akash, good to have you back.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you being here. The price of oil is good for America because gas and diesel fuel are cheaper. But yet we're seeing, I don't see how they get to an inflation rate of 6%, Akash, to be honest with you. I mean, I see the price of things and my eyes just pop out all the time. I saw bags of ice yesterday for $5.50. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's just something that caught my attention, right? Like, that's double what it was.
And that's exactly the kind of thing that people notice, right? And you see that the federal government puts out two different statistics, one of which excludes food and energy prices because they're more volatile. But again, those are basic necessities that people need to survive, right, and take care of their families. And so those are things that the average American is considering. And, you know, while inflation has generally trended a little bit in the right direction from early last year when it was skyrocketing and going up very quickly, it's not going up quite as fast, but still obviously very high, still causing major problems. And, you know, the administration clearly, you know, doesn't have any plans to change direction, putting out the budget that continues to spend recklessly. You mentioned the veto of that ESG legislation that's going to just double down on this kind of government first, bureaucracy first mentality of governing. So it's very unfortunate.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to attack minerals, oil. Nevada, the governor there, Lombardo, just fit to be tied as Joe Biden takes millions of acres off. You know, a 506,000-acre monument designation in the state, and no response from Nevada, never discussed it with Nevada, just taking it just like he did in northern Minnesota with minerals, just like he did with the Arctic Ocean for no drilling. It's like the whole world is not a damn park, is it?
No, that's exactly right. But, you know, you are seeing, you know, some of the mainstream media claim that there is this pivot to the middle where the administration approved this Willow project in Alaska. It's a major, you know, oil you know, drilling patch of land up there. But that took months. I think it might have taken over a year for the administration to finally get to say yes. And only now when we're starting to get into the election cycle do they, quote, pivot to the middle, as the mainstream media is calling it, and allow that project to move forward. But that comes, you know, after months and months of this war on fossil fuels, war on American energy, and after, you know, gas prices have again been elevated above $3 a gallon in many parts of the country.
Yeah, so what happens with the Fed? If the Fed continues to raise interest rates, banks are in trouble. And bank failures, I mean, hello, bank failures are like the biggest indication of you've got an economy with big problems. Bank failures are not normal, are they?
No, well, let me just make that clear for a second. The Fed has one tool, right? It's a blunt tool. It's a hammer, not a scalpel, as we like to say. You and I have talked about this before. And so they're using the only tool they have to control inflation. But as far as these bank failures are concerned, you have to go back again to the spending, right? The inflation rates are, or excuse me, the interest rates are volatile because of the inflation, and the inflation is being caused by the reckless spending. It is totally reasonable to think that if bills like the American Rescue Plan Act in 2021 or the Inflation Reduction Act last year, if those bills are never passed, this whole bank failure thing never happens, because those bills injected all the money into the economy, the Fed monetizes the debt, the interest rates skyrocket, and then those investment portfolios that those banks have turn sour. Now, those banks were horribly mismanaged as well. Silicon Valley Bank was a nightmare, and I think we have a lot of questions about the bailout they received and why they received it.
Yeah, but listen.
Received it. But ultimately, it's about the spending.
But they had diverse equity inclusion managers, so they had that covered. I think your priorities are wrong. Sure, the bank failed, but they had DEI covered.
And that's the thing, right? Clearly a distraction, not only for the bank, Steve, but also for the regulators, right? We have these regulators in San Francisco and Washington, D.C., whose job it was to keep an eye on this. And there were literally internet bloggers who followed the industry who saw the warning signs as early as December but again, likely because of this stuff, was missed not only by the bank itself, but the people who are supposed to be keeping an eye on them.
Well, they don't even care. You know, at some point you feel like they don't even care. So most predictions are that the Fed will raise it by a quarter points, 25 basis points today. What do you expect? Because the concern is if you continue to raise interest rates, it creates a banking crisis. And if you don't raise interest rates, inflation has bottomed out at 6%, and we're back to quantitative easing at 6%, which would be a disaster as well. It's a disaster if you turn left, disaster if you turn right, disaster if you stand still. What are your thoughts?
I think they do continue to raise interest rates. And the reason is I think that they'll probably make an assumption, which is not necessarily wrong, that this bank collapsing was specific to a couple different institutions with particularly bad situations. Right, we talked about Silicon Valley Bank and the mistakes they made and their investment portfolio being skewed towards startups, things like that. Credit Suisse, that people were watching, was just, you know, they had all kinds of problems long before this whole thing started. So, you know, you had First Republic Bank that was taken over and kind of rescued by some of the bigger banks. So I think their assumption that this bank crisis is not going to spread and cause contagion is probably a reasonable one. And therefore, as you mentioned, inflation is the thing that's really still crushing the average American. And that's what they're most concerned about addressing.
Yeah. Well, right. Thankfully, the cost of filling your tank has gone down some. And just in time for warm weather, it's cheap to heat your home. What a deal. just bizarre. Akash Choggoli, I greatly appreciate you being here as always. Thank you so much.
Got it. Appreciate it.
Akash is the vice president of Americans for Prosperity. Look, inflation is what's crushing Americans. That's a fact, my friends. You know it. You see the prices. I couldn't believe it. $5.50 for a bag of ice. I'm like, what? A bag of ice is like a buck and a half. No, it's five and a half. And that was just at a local Speedway. I'm just like, really? Really? I'll take a quick break and be back. Don't go anywhere.